This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
Yes, I have questions.
Well, put your hand up, Ben.
My hand's
there
up.
There we go.
Here's a question for you. Is it wrong? Incidentally, this question comes from a listener.
Okay.
You can submit your questions if you want. Either give us a call, 13 12 16, or hit us up on our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland. This one came through on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And it's this. Is it wrong for someone to strongly encourage their wife and kids to head down the coast for the weekend so that they can watch the footy finals in peace?
Are you sure this was a listener? Because your family's currently down the coast and I received the messages on Facebook. I haven't seen that one.
You need to look harder. Because give me 5 minutes and it'll be there. You're not answering my question, Gab.
No, I think that's fine. Everyone needs a break every now and then and they're having a great time.
Yes, that's right. Okay, good. Let's move on. Why is Charlie short for Charles if they both have the same number of letters?
I know, right? It annoys me the same as Jimmy and James.
Ah.
Like, why? Jimmy is actually more effort than James.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
No.
Which is why I'm asking the question.
Mm.
Hey, Gab, is it possible to have an earthquake on another planet? Like Mars, for instance.
It wouldn't be called an earthquake because it's Earth. That's why it's quaking.
Yeah.
But it all depends if they've got the same structure as Earth. Like, they might not have the tectonic plates and stuff that are what cause an earthquake. I don't know. What's a planet made of? What's Mars made of? I don't know.
Well, you know what it's made of? Chocolate on the outside. And it's got caramel on the inside.
With a bit of nougat to finish it off.
Yeah, exactly. My understanding is.
Turns out Prince Philip has a bit of an unusual nickname for the Queen.
Is that right?
Yeah, this information's actually come out ever since the movie The Queen emerged.
Yes.
And he calls his wife Cabbage.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Isn't that a weird one? So they reckon maybe this is all because in French you can call someone mon petit chou, which means my little darling.
Yeah.
But when you translate it literally, it's my little cabbage.
Oh, okay.
And so then maybe he, you know, used to call her my darling, mon petit chou, and then he found out, so he's like, I'm just going to call you cabbage.
Cabbage. That's right.
How adorable. Isn't hey, cabbage, nice? Get over here.
For people that don't know French and all that kind of stuff, you know, calling somebody cabbage, not great.
It's really weird.
Not great at all. Do you have a nickname for the boyf?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I call him Hottie Biscotti. Because he hates it.
Yes.
I called him Hottie Biscotti once and he was like, that is odd.
No,
that is And it's is off odd. And it's not okay. And so now that's what I call him. We have that kind of relationship.
Yes. It's working well for you.
If he hates something, I just keep repeating it.
It's based on a great level of respect for each other by the sounds of things. What's the thing you hate the most being called? I'm going to call you that.
Yeah, pretty much. Do you have one? Do you and your wife have nicknames?
No, well, no, not at all. We tried it and I went, because obviously his name's Robin, I shortened it to Rob. I then called her Rob Dog once. that was a great idea.
How romantic.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob Dog, come over here.
Yeah.
No. Maybe you should go to Cabbage.
So anyway, that's where we gave up on the nicknames. All right, 13, 12, 16, we're looking for nicknames for your partner. Apparently, it doesn't matter if they like it or not.
No.
We still want to hear about it.
Uh-huh.
Sasha's on the line. Now, is this a nickname that you were given or you've given someone else?
That I was given.
Okay, and what's the nickname?
I get called Bunge.
Bunge, why? Where's that come from?
My partner and his cousin were mucking around in the workshop one day at work and discovered this word, and it actually means white friend back in the day. So the Aboriginals used it to say white friend or white man friend.
Yeah.
And somehow they were being silly one day and I got stuck with it.
Right.
So you're a white man friend.
I am.
Have you been friend zoned? Have you been friend zoned without knowing it?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
That's really interesting, though. So that's obviously a word from the Aboriginal language or one of the Aboriginal tribes' languages, which is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, but then you're also going, well, hang on a sec, why am I a white man friend?
it's one of those things. I didn't like it at first, and then I've just come accustomed to it.
You just had to get used to it. You had no choice.
I had no choice.
You know what? I'm guessing there's something about getting your kid off that is freeing. It's quite liberating for some. But not too many people, Gab, take it outside of the house. There is a group of young Aussies that are trying to change that, though. They're the Young Nudists of Australia, and we have one of the founders with us right now. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Now,
well, how did you get into this? Tell us your story.
Well, depending how far you want to go back. I mean, as a kid, I was always naked around the house. I guess all of us were sort of like that. Mm. We'd throw off a kit when we could. But yeah, as I go through the teenage stage, I sort of went away because obviously, grievous kind of kid, you know, you start being a bit more body conscious. But then when I got to about 16, I started to sort of express myself a bit more, be a bit more open-minded. And then I sort of just, through social media, observed groups on Facebook, and unfortunately it just never really captured me because there's no security and there's no positivity amongst those groups. I thought to myself, man, I need to start something. And that's when I was approached by the Australian Naturist Federation.
So you're introducing 18 to 40 year olds, or this is the aim, to the benefits of getting together and getting nude. And how is that going for you?
It's going pretty good. You know, we're obviously going for a niche of crowd, obviously 18 to 40 years of age, because we all know that majority of the nudist scene has basically persons over the age of 40 and retirees and all that stuff. You know, why can't we have a group of young people? And, you know, I observed through these groups that there are young people out there that just need a happy, safe and friendly environment to express themselves and to join and to you know, be social with each other.
I've never been nude in public. I don't think I've ever done it, but I'm intrigued by the liberation that I'm assuming you guys would feel, because I reckon it would be a really cool thing to get out and do. So are there any events that you organise that people can just get on down to? Obviously, there's the security measures that you go by before they can attend, but, like, what's coming up?
You know, we've got a lot of nudist retreats around Queensland itself and in the local areas. You know, we basically organise, like, retreat days or, hey, I'm going to the beach. Anybody want to come?
Speaking of beach visits, how do you go with the whole slip, slop and slap message?
Yeah, what's wrong? Well, you know, you can always Donald Duck it, but, you know, we'd rather just do the slip and slap kind of thing. Put on, you know, put on some sunscreen, slap on a hat. You know,
hey, Dad, exactly. Just quickly, about you, what percentage of your day is spent nude?
This is the thing. I like fashion. I like clothing. I'm one of those kind of nudists that accepts clothing as well and enjoys fashion. But the majority of the day, if I'm home, when I walk through that door, trust me, my clothes are off. So
there's hooks in the front door. Yeah. The clothes come off.
Bars off or pants off, mate. If you do that now and you're not considering yourself a nudist, you just might be a nudist.
Oh, God, I'm a nudist.
Happy days. Rock and roll, man.
I know for a fact that there are the nude Olympics that are being held every now and again down in South Australia. Do you guys plan on putting a team together or...?
Yeah, well, actually, the guys are actually formulating a squad down there. Sydney peeps and the Victorian peeps are all going to be doing a road trip. I believe some Queensland representatives and peeps will be taking a cruise down there, getting some vans and then camping out for the weekend and just enjoying the game.
Dan, it's been great catching up with you and finding out a little bit more about the Young Nudists of Australia. If anybody is keen to find out more information, how can they go about getting it?
Well, you can visit us on Facebook. You can just simply type in Young Nudists of Australia, or you can check us out on Instagram at young_nudists_of_Australia. Don't use your work computer. Don't do that.
You don't want HR asking what's going on.
All right, Dan. Thank you very much for your chat this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking the time.
It's time for a pup date.
It is time for a pup date. This one, however, is a bit of a conundrum because my puppy has a problem.
Right.
He has a problem...
with its owner.
With beer.
Pardon?
Uh-huh. I know. This is an issue, right? Because...
your dog has a drinking problem.
He does. Well, not quite a drinking problem because he can't have access to it.
Yeah,
but
right.
What happened the other day is my boyfriend had left an empty beer bottle on the ground next to the couch in the spare room.
Right.
So that's a room the dog doesn't access.
Yeah.
But I walked into the spare room and, of course, the dog ran past me straight into the room. And he just licked the rim of the bottle before I could get to it.
Yeah, of course.
So he wasn't he wasn't able to drink any of the liquid. There was nothing in it anyway. But I quickly picked it up and I put it in the bin. But from that point on, he's obsessed with trying to get to the beer.
Really?
So my boyfriend will be sitting on the couch, drinking a beer, watching TV, and my puppy bear is all over him trying to reach the bottle. He can't sit on the couch. if he's got an open one.
Really?
He can't do it. He has to sit at the dining table where the dog can't get up because he will go to any length to get to that bottle. Even to the point where if he hears you opening one in the kitchen, he's there.
Really?
Like, he'll be outside chilling out and he'll hear the bottle opener and he's just like, pew, straight into the kitchen, just like, give me some, give me some, give me some, give me some. And I don't know what to do. He has a problem. I think he really enjoyed the taste of the tiny, tiny, tiny amount that he was able to get off the rim when he licked it.
Wow.
And now he is obsessed.
What can you do?
I don't know. I don't think there's anything I can do. Like,
it's not a helpline for dogs.
I know. I don't think there's a rehab for dogs. Like,
AA for dogs?
To get him over this obsession. It's not like he has access to it, so he's not actually, you know, drinking it. So he doesn't have that issue, but it's just this obsessive thought process in his brain. He's just like, gimme, 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 gimme.
Right.
Do I maybe fill a beer bottle with a really disgusting tasting liquid?
Yeah.
Pretend to open it. So he's like, woo!
What is
and
that?
And then give him a tiny bit and it's like lavender water or something.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
He wouldn't enjoy that.
Maybe. Or even do that to the boyfriend. Then there's no beers left in the house.
Maybe.
Like, I'm off
maybe
the
beer. I should just ban it from the house.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
It's an alcohol-free zone now.
Oh.
He's just moved in. Yeah. I think he'll be out within a week.
Maybe.
Especially with the grand finals happening this weekend. I know. I don't think that's going to work.
Sorry, this is a dry area from now on. What? And just as a warning announcement, dogs, drink responsibly,
yes, please.
Yes,
please do. Which means don't drink at all.
That would be good, yeah. We've got Dan on the line on 13, 12, 16. Mate, what's up?
Oh, I've got a staffie that does the same thing. If you're sitting on the veranda, it'll knock your beer over and want to drink it. So I've got a jalapeno pepper.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't like
and
that.
And rubbed it around the lid of the stubby, and he hasn't touched it since.
Yeah. Is that mean? I feel like that's mean, but,
but
kind
I think,
of necessary.
Yeah, it's for the greater good, Gab.
Yeah.
It won't hurt him. He was a vet, so
there we go.
Okay.
Certainly livened him up for 5 or 10 minutes anyway, and he hasn't touched them since.
Oh, there you go.
At least he didn't back up to the bottle accidentally.
Oh.
That would have been painful.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.